Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:03 in the p.m. It is August 28th, 2012. It is actually would be the 12th anniversary of my mother's retirement. Much love to my mama up in heaven. You didn't make it to see 12, but we're still here at your 12 mark. And I miss you. I love you. She's a great woman. Always will be in my heart. Like we always do when I start off the show is I always give my props first to God up above because he's the one that makes everything possible. He's the reason that I'm here, the reason that I exist, and the reason that you guys tune in whenever I'm on air. So let's give God his thanks and praise. Hi, everybody. You're back live with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:05 p.m. You're representing here out of Long Beach, California. This is KXRW, your community connection internet radio station, and I'm Gina, of course. Thank you for joining tonight. Tonight, the topic is going to be sex, lies, and videotape. What you should know about sex, or what you guys want to give up about sex prior when you start when you get into the intimacy of a relationship, the do's and the don'ts. We've had several shows, and we do have shows of every social issue and background, but we have been kind of reflecting a little bit on love, relationship, marriage. And if you guys, like I say, you guys know I'm out on Facebook. Go out there on Facebook, like my page, Gina's Groove Theory, like it, and let me know what you like, what it is that you want to discuss, something you got a burning desire out there that you want to, get off your chest. You guys know as well that if you guys have to, you want to talk, but you really don't want to talk and you want to be an anonymous caller, you know how you can do that. You can always call on in, push 1, and you can say your name is X, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King X, whatever your flavor. And on top of that, if you got my text number, you can go ahead and text me whatever your questions are, your comments, your input, and I'll go ahead and speak them in the ways that you would appreciate it as well. Keep in mind, though, also, when you text me something that you want me to say like you, make sure you put in captions if you want me to be mad, sad, angry, or how to say it. And I'm going to bring it just like you put it. All right? Much love to you guys out there. It is now 11:06. The topic being sex, lies, and videotape. I'm going to go ahead and touch on something that's a cute little song that I just downloaded a little while ago, and I do like it. You guys heard it before. It's called Purple Kisses. Here's Purple Kisses. Shout out there to all my Long Beach City College classmates. Good to see you. Saw you out there representing. Much love to you, too. Looking forward to another semester of nothing but grace and A's and accomplishments. And let's take it on down to Cal State Dominguez, people. Let's do that. And as I say, today is August 28, 2012. You're here on Gina's Groove Theory. And here you go. Dream. Purple kisses, baby.
So, which one of these do you like? Kiss Lip Pedal by Bobby Brown and Hold On. This is Veneer by Mac. Which one do you like best?
Come on, come on. You look good when your makeup ain't on, right? But when you put on that lipstick, shawty, you leave it everywhere.
Come on, come on.
What I'm talking about.
Come on and put on it, baby T, baby T, baby, please.
How I like, and everywhere I go.
things like how you like my hair. I'm like that bob looks fly, but them lips, oh my, can't wait till you plant that kiss on me.
You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. Tonight is actually Tuesday night. It is August 28, 2012, the 12th anniversary of my mother's retirement day. Much love to Captain L. Bennis up there in heaven. You know, was out with my family on Saturday, getting ready for our big family reunion next year. And I want to send a shout-out to all my cousins who represented for me, all my aunties, my uncles, all my family out there who was out there chilling. They're very proud of me, and they're very happy for me, and they gave me much love. And it was really good to have my family, you know, to finally have my family around me and to be able to be around my family. It's a blessing today simply because I have been apart from them for so long, and I have been through so much. And I really didn't want to have to explain anything to them, but just like they always are, they ask no questions. They just had open arms, and that's just a beautiful thing for me today. So much love out there to the oranges, to the browns, to all the Booker T's out there. All my love to all of you guys. Looking forward to being there for you. Sing a shout out up to my little cousin Siobhan out there. I'm going to go ahead and give you grab a pen and a piece of paper, people. I got a little cousin. She is a certified massage therapist. She represents out of Carson on the same street Dominique works at, PetSmart. And hey, I want to send a shout out there to her. I'm going to give you her information. Shout out there to Renee Quarles at Chase of Africa. She's located at 101 East 4th Street at the corner of Benito and 4th, representing here in Long Beach, where you can go get all of your needs for urban and color skin. It doesn't matter. You can be vanilla, you can be caramel, you can be chocolate, you can be butterscotch. She has something in there for you. And also, too, stop by there and pick up some sage, you know, release some of those demons and things going on in your house, okay? It works real good for you, too, as well. We just got to burn it, and it's, you know, it's, we're getting the mood going. We're going to have some in-house guests. I do have an in-house guest. I got Sweet Without the Tea. She's going to be representing. She ain't been here like a couple of months. She's been busy. She's been sick. So she done came out today. She's hanging with us, and you know she always is going to give something good. She's going to speak on some good things and some good words. Go ahead and send out something else to you guys, you know, something else to get you guys in the mood to get rocking and grooving. So let's see what I got on the roster for you guys. We're going to break it on up. Oh, yeah, we're going to go ahead and send this out because I was hearing a little conversation that was going on in my house about maybe 30, 45 minutes ago. And it was one of the topics that I was going to bring up, the exes, you know, the exes. You know, if we didn't make it back then, why are you trying to be my BFF? You know, we were going talking on that subject right there, but we're going to go ahead and say that for another day because, wow, that's a blow up as well. You know what? I tell you one thing. You know what? You never miss your water till your water run dry, and that's on top of that. Oh, well. Too sad for you. You know what? Hey, like I tell you guys out there, if you guys want to keep it real, keep it serious about it. Also got some things to represent for you guys out there that's on CalWorks. CalWorks, if you're doing a game thing, I got some information for you. I got today at school today, you guys. I wasn't really happy with it. I don't really think it's good means to make sure that women of children should have to go through that or that they should be limited, but I'm going to bring that out, guys, too. So go ahead and make that note. I'm going to bring that to you, you know, as soon as we come back from this little short little music break. I want you guys to get your thoughts together, get your ideas together, and tell the truth, get your truths together. This show is called Sex Lies Videotape, guys. So here we go, another little shout-out there to all of you guys out there who feeling a little bit buff about your chest. You know, you had that going on when you dropped what you said, but you know what? Hope it ain't deflated. now since you've been have cracked face. There you go.
I got a big ego, ha ha ha, such a big ego, I got a big ego, she love my big ego, so stroke my big ego. I like to joke around a little bit, but here we go. Welcome to the wonderful world of gold plated Earl, cause everything I throw up, blow up. Talking to the girl, she said, know what? Grow up, you nasty. I don't understand why they tripping if you ask me. Flow just the nicest. I admit the propane I just spit probably just raised the gas prices. Everybody in the club trying to get as fresh as me. What you on, dog? Trying to stay recession free and spit refreshing. When I rock the stadium, you probably get sweaty. You should bring an extra tea. Now I'm standing next to Jay, who's standing next to B. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. That's good for my ego. Me and my ego, and he go wherever we go. My ego is my imaginary friend. He was with me when I was only imagining. I had dreams of the league. One day I played Kobe, or walk up to Puff, and he really know me. Coulda let the dream killers kill my self-esteem, or use the arrogance as a steam that power my dreams and my ego.
Call in to work cause you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself lucky, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no key for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. He could back it up. He got a big ego. Such a huge ego. I love his big ego. It's too much. He walk like this cause he could back it up. Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me or you could have the blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, I may be my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kind of something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit.
Hi, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:21 in the p.m. It is August 28th. It's slowly approaching August 29th, 2012. We're broadcasting here out of Long Beach. This is KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. That last song was out there to you. You know who you are. Just to kind of give you a little ego boost if it's already, you know, kind of flat right about now. It's all good. Just keep your head up, you know. You'll get what you want out of life when you ask for it. And just like sweep it out the table, said, you know what? All you have to do is plant that seed, water the seed, and then it grows. And then there you go. You pretty much have it from there. We're going to go ahead and send a shout out to my mom since it is the 12th anniversary of her retirement. I remember it was a great time, you guys. I'll never forget it. She had four retirement parties all in one day, and we were all there. And she's an awesome lady, so I'm going to send this little song up to her because, of course, my mama was awesome. So I love you, mama. Here you go.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father. He was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on.
And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Oh my God. Okay. It is now 11:27 in the PM, everybody. And I'm over here. I'm just tickle peek tonight. It's actually August 28th, 2012. You guys representing here with Gina's Groove Theory. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. As I said before, tonight's show is lies, sex lies, and videotape. What are those secrets? What are the key things that you should know when you're about to embark on intimacy? And also, too, I don't know, I'm going to have to do that show tomorrow about that. You, man, you know what? Sometimes, let me tell you, ladies, it feels really good. You know what? I tell you, sometimes they say you never, ever get to see again. You know, you never, ever, you know, when you trip that life fantastic and you know you had done this particular thing with this particular person and all that old extra, it nothing feels better than to be able to say, hey, no, no way, no thanks, I pass. We're here with Sweet Without the T. I'm going to go ahead and let her represent out here. Say hello. Here you go, Sweet.
Hello, everybody. Peace and blessings. And I hope you get some orgasms, too. Anyway, the main thing is we got to love ourselves before we somebody else. And if you don't know what love is, then you probably think hate is it. And if you're getting a lot of hate and you're starting to like it, then you done missed the boat, because love don't hurt. And I feel like this. If he don't keep his hands clean, probably pretty much the rest of him ain't clean. So you better think about it, because after all, King's ransom is not checking everybody's DNA to pass your way. You know, sometimes they ain't feminine, but, you know, you got it in your memory bank. And if you think it's not going to look good later, then you ought to take a look at the picture right now. Okay, reality show? No. Reality is to know. Right now, you are the main setting, and you didn't get no script. Ain't nobody paying you, so they can't direct shit. Therefore, I might not supposed to say that. Oh, okay, well, so, therefore, what all I got to say is that if somebody asks you to do something to their body part, that's going to mean that you have to change your position. They need to be teaching a class, and you should be enrolled in it and get credit for that. Otherwise, they can do it themselves and show you done how they want it done. Because personally, I've never seen anybody that introduced their dick to me. You know, I never met a guy, and he says, hi, my name is Robert, and this is my dick, Chris. When they start telling you about, you know, they need to be resuscitated and stuff like that, and, you know, you start to maybe favor a Kirby or Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Eureka.
Even Eureka, yeah. Well,
my
name ain't Eunika, and I won't be getting on my knees so I can suck your back to life, because I'm not an EMT. To call 911 and as emergency tech, come and resuscitate you and your penis. Otherwise, it might be a homicide. Because I don't think I'm going to be trying to commit suicide with you stuck down my throat. All right. And that's all I got to say. I love you. I'm just keeping it real. And if you want a video of that, I hope the picture comes out clear. It didn't cost you nothing. This message was free. All right? And it's experience is the best teacher, and I plan to be around the next time the mic comes my way. But not tonight. Some blessings. And pray. Pray. You know, pray that, you know, you'll get it up today. And make it up. Maybe you can stand up and reach it. if it doesn't have a good handle to help pull you up, then by all means, pass on by. See ya.
All right, those were words of the wise. Well, you know how she do it. She has to mix it up, and she has to, she got to bring it, and you know what? She can quote the Bible back blindfolded without no help assistance at all. But then also, too, she can, you know, she can pretty much say it to you like it need to be said, I guess. In other words, yeah, you know, we have another guest and another in-house guest who's here, who's sitting in, who wants to say hello. So we're going to go ahead and let him represent as well. Here you go.
How's everybody? This is good, great moon. Me, myself, after listening to that last comment, I'm kind of baffled because she said a lot of things that was to her own opinion, which we have to understand mature women's opinions, you know. But just to let everybody know, I give shouts out to everybody in the world, here and there, ultimately. Oh, I do. We la lu. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They know. Yeah.
Here we go. Another one of those macho men. That's why I went ahead and played Ego right ahead front. So you go ahead and boost your guys up. Tonight, actually, lies, sex, and videotape. Sex, lies, and videotape are what our topics are about. So I want you guys to feel free. Those of you at home who want to be on the download, well, you know how we do it here. I'll go ahead and I'll tell it like you want me to tell it. Just text it to me. Make sure you put it in the captions, mad, angry, sad, pissed, whatever the hell you want me to say and how you want me to say it. Give me that emotion as well. So if you want me to say, well, I'm mad, or you say, I love him, but you want me to be really nice about it, or you want me to send a shout out or make a dedication, I could do that too. Because there's some people out there who are in love, love too as well. And there's some people out here who are seeking love. And that's where we're going to get down and dirty with the sex, lies, and videotape. So you guys, come on. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Bring it. Bring it. You ain't got to be who you are. This is just like America's Most Wanted Gina's Groove Theory. Nobody would even know. It's an anonymous call. So go ahead and touch me with your texts. Tell me what your opinions are. What do you feel about intimacy? Now, we talked the other night about when should you discuss marriage, or when should you discuss marriage, pretty much, or when should you go further? Now the question is, do you guys, when is it that you should discuss sex, and should you consider the who, the what, the where, the when, the why, and the how? Got that, you guys? How? That you're going to be having intimacy with the person. Is that something that you should talk about? Now, you guys know me. I feel that, hey, you lay it out on the table. You know, hey, I want to be married. Not in that, you guys know. Don't cut it out. Don't cut up out there, because, you know, I got my devil's advocates out there, and I know they may be listening, and they'll call in, and they're going to give me their adversity, and they're going to say, what do you mean? You know, in other words, you know, we all know how to say things in a nice, pleasant way to let our feelings get across. You know, I do it all day long. I did it not too long ago. You don't have to hurt the person's feelings to just go ahead and say, no thanks. My dad always said, you know what, learn how to say no thank you. And just say no thank you. That's okay. You know, I'm not into that. No, whatever the case may be. But if you're one of those people who feel like, well, you're vibrant and you're vivacious and you're ready to jump in with your head first, like some of the people I know, and we're not talking about the big head upstairs, we're talking about the little one. If you're like that, then come on, bring that. Say what it is on your mind. You guys know you don't have to be scared of Gina. Just be scared of her guest. I'm going to go ahead and send out another shout out there. And this is also by The Dream, too, because he's the more of the sexier tracks that I do have. And so since we're on sex, lies, and videotape, we're going to bring it real sexy to you. Here you go, baby sugar.
You and I,
Hi, you're back with Jen. This is Jen's Groove Theory. It is now 11:40 in the p.m. You're broadcasting here out of Long Beach. This is KXRW, your internet connection, community connection, internet radio station. So I see that I do have a sweetie face out there as well, and I see you guys are kind of chill. Let me go ahead and drop this, guys, on you. You know, this is not on the subject, but I got to bring it to you. All right, this is a note to all of you out there. You know how I represent for you guys to get into school. You guys, come on, school started Monday. Come on in, get your financial aid faster. You know that. You know I bring it to you. Well, found out some information today, some very alarming information that kind of pissed me off a little bit. One of my classmates, you know, my Tuesday's class, the psychology one, and one of my classmates, you know, she had shared with me that she receives cachet through a welfare, workfare, CalWORKs, whatever you call it, and that she, you know, we were in discussion, you know, and discussing how she pays for her, you know, how she gets her books. Well, it started about the whole book, you know. Many instructors are requiring that we have our books by the 31st, and because the disbursements are not going to be available our disbursements are not going to be available until let's say the 31st, that's going to cause a problem for a lot of people. So, okay, well, we need our books and we need to have our classes registered for distance learning by the 31st. So she was giving me, you know, that her apparently she receives cash aid through the county, and that her worker was going to go ahead and make sure that she received her, you know, got her books, because they do pay for books and things like that as well. And so that she would be helping her and assisting her with that. And, you know, I thought that was a great idea. Well, she said she's the only one that receives cash aid. Okay, well, you know, she's like, well, of course, she had a little situation with her children and the baby's father, as well as her mom having giving guardianship over to the mom or whatever the case may be, and her receiving the cachet. Well, she has to do the game because, of course, she doesn't have an N.A., and an N.A. would excuse her. She was exempt until here recently. So she's like, okay, well, she from what she told me, she wants to be an R.N., and her goal is to be a registered nurse. But, in fact, what GAIN, which it is GAIN, let's say commonly known to most of you guys, GAIN, she had to take an assessment test. And I remember it's been quite a long time since I had any dealings with, as far as welfare is concerned. But I do remember that GAIN had an assessment test to see where it is you are as far as your education, like English, you know, kind of like an assessment test that a college would have. You know, but it pretty much the budget. Cause I remember back then, I mean, it was a blow up. The case is, okay, you know, that test is to see where you are. And I take it that she took that test. I don't know what type of, how they critique this test nowadays. But this assessment test, not only is it for GAIN, but it makes the decision on what classes she takes. So let me drop this to you. So, in other words, in order to her going to school, in order for the county to help her books and her supplies, she, of what her score was on her assessment test, they choose for her what courses she has to take. And if she doesn't take those courses, they will drop her from her cash aid. So get this. She wants to be a registered nurse, but what her GAIN worker told her, because her assessment test with the county, not with the school, makes the decision on what courses. So she has to do LVN instead of RN. So, you know, I asked her, and, you know, because I had to make sure I got the information right. So I said, wait a minute. I said, well, and I explained to her, well, you can do what you want. Oh, and that's when she said, well, when they write a letter, when they fill out the paper. So I said, oh, so the GAIN sends a paper to the school. They had to fill out. And she said, yeah, and they attach my class schedule to it. I can't take any. So in other words, she can't take her what she wants. She has to take what they want. I think it's the most lamest thing I've ever heard in my life. I said, well, so this is what I told her. The situation with the kids, I told her she get with me. I gave her my card, of course. told her to get with me, and I see if I can help her, or you know, take her to Cherokee. Much love out there. You know my mentor out there. If I can bring her in, get her some help, get her, whereas she doesn't have to. Because I feel like this, if a person is inspiring, I don't give a damn what it is, your assessment test. It could be English. It could be whatever the case may be. She can take an assessment test through the college. And that's kind of what I would, you know, when I touch with her next week, I'm going to ask her, have you taken an assessment test through the college? Because because I remember back in the day, this has been years ago, the test, yeah, that was child's play. I mean, and maybe there are some things that she may need some tightening up on. But, you know, your girl Gina going to be right there. I'll put her up on some things. Hey, you know what? It ain't that hard. Learning, like I used to tell my kids, is one thing. If you don't look at it as though it's such a labor and a chore, you know what? When you gain knowledge, you gain power. When you enhance your brain and your vocabulary and you learn to use and have etiquette and speak and be able to fit in any environment, even on the streets, if you got to throw down and pull your earrings off, it doesn't make a damn difference. Case is, if you know how to do that in a appropriate way in any setting, then you're good. You know, hey, I'm not an angel. You know, I ain't representing on that. You guys know me, and I guess like my brother said, but last night I came out of, conservative. I really don't consider myself to be conservative, but I get real mad about things, especially like that. I feel. So, in other words, you're saying to me, she doesn't get paid for the children. She just gets cash for herself. So in order to do that, she has to do LVN. That ain't what you want to do. But she can't do anything else. So I told her, come on in. Shout out there to Cherokee if you're out there listening. I hope you can touch me and let me know if we can help this girl. Because, really, she's 30 years old. She's like, she went back to school. Even her mama told her not to go back to school, which, you know, I can't really comment on what her mother would say. But she told her, you could wait, you could wait. She said, I didn't want to wait. This is her second semester, first semester. She took one course. She did that shit right. Because, see, she ain't been to school 12 years. So she's like, well, you know, I took that. And then this semester, she's taking three. She got somewhere she's trying to be and trying to head. You know, she's trying to get somewhere. So your mom telling you, you know, you should wait till you go to school, you know, do. She's like, I don't want to be 42. And then going back to school, I was like, no, you didn't say that. But I'm like, oh, you know what? It doesn't matter what age you are. But if you are inspiring to do that right now, yeah, at 30 years old, who's the one to tell you that you can't? And who is it? In that gain office down there, that could tell you what courses you could take. Because you know what? It you know, everybody that goes into school, out of high school, into college, are not geniuses. And they're not all knowing what all they should know before they get there. That's why you go there to learn. You don't know the shit before you get there anyway. So the bottom line is, how are you the guys to hold people back? That's a slap in the face. No disrespect to the moms, because whatever the mom was saying, you know, I don't go against no mama. The case is all right, but the girl wants to strive. And you know what? Right there, I don't know. That's what you call an oxymoron. Because you know what? Is you damned, you do. You damned if you do, and you damned if you don't. You know, who I dare you? If there's anything that we got a choice over, that is our decisions and our destiny. Let it not be some person sit behind a desk who don't know you, along with a whole bunch of other cases she has, to tell you you can't take an RN course if that's what you want to take. And to threaten you with cutting off your benefits, and I didn't even trouble to ask how much that could have been. It couldn't be no more than $200-$300, I would imagine. I don't know. We can probably see if we can get this young lady an NA or get this lady some help so that, in other words, because that really, really infuriates me, because that just doesn't make any damn sense. That those are the things that you guys are out there going through with GAIN. Oh, so you know what? I think the last thing that I do remember as far as GAIN, that it wasn't really structured toward people trying to go to college in the first place. It's all a blow up, people. So you know what you guys need to do? Keeping it 100. You guys follow my route. That means, you know, getting with FAFSA. Applying for your loans, you know what I'm saying? All, each individual is separate, is different. There are ways you can get around it. And you know what? Whatever is giving you $221 a month to survive on, and they telling you how you live and how what you school and whatever you should learn, if that's the case, then we definitely got to find you something else. We got to find you something, and I'm willing to help you find you something else because you need to go ahead and do what it is you want to do, what it is that you desire to do. Because you know what? It's not fun learning anything that you don't want to learn. I base my kids off of the one thing that the reason I excelled in school so much was because I love learning. And see, when a person loves to learn, they learn at their best. So you say you put this person in a dead-end-ass class and shit where they don't even want to be, that's already a struggle. She don't want to do LVN. Oh, but she got to do that anyway. Well, does LVN lead to RN? You guys out there, let me know. Does LVN lead to RN? Or can you just go ahead and go straight through it and just be done? Because I'm thinking it's like how many extra years do she have to put on to get to where she want to be? Okay, Cherokee, you out there, you know, give me a holler. We need to help this young lady because you know what? She's a beautiful young lady, and you know what? She's trying. And you know what? Apparently what her surroundings ain't really helping her, but she's still pushing. And you know what? I got to give love out there to any person out there who is willing to go through adversity, people telling you what you cannot do, telling you, giving you limitations, telling you and thinking that you can't do no better and judging you by what they feel, by what their test is. Because you know what? She could have went in there and took that test and they really didn't give a damn. Didn't even know what it meant. And if it's the same test that I remember from way back in the day, see Scott, Ron, and Johnny, no, really? Come on. You know what? I took oral as well as the psychological for LAPD. And that is a 562 question, and all of the questions is the same damn question, and I passed it. The bottom line is it's all about how you walked up in there anyway. Because you know what, when you look at a test that says foolishness anyway, you don't really give a damn anyway. You know, so any of you guys out there that got any inside skill, you know, on this particular subject. You work for the county, you know what, I got a best friend, I know her sister, Coco works for the county, you know what, if she out there listening anywhere, she can send Coco call me and tell me what's up with the game. Is it game what? You know, what keep you, is it the man still got his foot on your neck, is that it? Seems like a little bit of what, slavery to me. And now if Jay was here to represent out of New York, where you at? Seems like slavery to me. Might as well be in jail without the bail, serving time and breaking big rocks and the little rocks, people. Because if they're going to tell you what you can go to school to learn, and then that also limits her from doing what she needs to do. I can't. There ain't nothing you can't do in this world, honey. Ain't nothing you can't do. And you know what? If I got anything to do with it, I'll show you how you going to do. And you're going to roll up that case manager, and you're going to roll up on her, you're going to give her ass the finger. Hey, here you go. And just burn out and peel out on it, just like I do my case manager, too. Like I did him today. Much love out to you, Mo. Represent, nigga. You wish you could have made me who I am today. Send that shit out to you. Oh, my God. Hey, everybody. It is 11:59 in the p.m. It is now, well, it's about to be 12 midnight. It's going slowly approaching into August 29th. I got a little bit mad. I was just talking to my homie, and he's like saying, well, you know, she could be a CNA, you know, but the case I'm making you guys as far as that whole situation is this. The time that she is going to doing the LVN thing like the man wanted her to do on the man's time with the man's change over there, she could go ahead and that time, those 2 years she spent with that CWRN, you're going to be doing about 4 to 5 years all day long. That's even in the with the Speedy University of Phoenix and all those extra folks that do your Speedy, get you to your graduation quick kind of places. Even with that, you're still going to do about 3.5 to 4 years. So I'm saying the LVN thing, that's about 16 months, maybe, 2 years. 16 months to 2 years could be spent on her being going towards the RN. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a total waste of time. That's like saying, that's like me saying to my child, you know, well, you know what? Since you want to be a business major, go ahead and take cooking, you know, and, you know, economics and woodshop while you do it. Before you go and be, it's a blow up, people. It's a blow up. I don't know if you guys got any opinions on that. Just really, you know, that says to me, I don't know what to say about what, you know, what it is about, you know what, you know, like my nanny used to say, my people used to be strong anyway about the whole assisted thing and being a recipient, what they call a recipient cases, welfare recipient, the cases, they always, it was going to be a day. My nanny said, it's going to be a day, y'all have to pay them back and all that extra. Yes, you know what, sometimes the system can cripple you, and it crippled a lot of people. And then, you know what, you give, you know, and that's where I know I had to learn from my people is that, you know what, everything that's freely given is not easily to be taken. So with that, you know what I'm saying, learn how to make your own, do your own. You know what, that's what inspires me. When I hear people tell me about how I was growing up, it just astounds me because I didn't know I was like that. The case is, you know what, you got to have some kind of get up and go, some type of gumption about yourself to get on up in there and do it. And you know what? It takes a lot of encouragement. It takes people around you to be hopeful. It doesn't take people around you to be, you know, pessimistic. You know what I'm saying? You know what? If you're going to give somebody, if you're going to give them a frown, if you're going to make them sad, well, you know, go on all the way around here with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you see, you walk away. Don't give your negativity onto the next person, and maybe you know what? Maybe her case manager probably go as far as she want to go with her education. Who knows? Maybe she's mad. You know, I like to ask her what it is that you know, what is her credentials? You know, while she's telling her assessment test, and I just know y'all not going by that little alpha, that little elementary school stuff. And you know what? You know what? What? Come on. You know, is it even up to, is it up to standard as far as college testing? That test, assessment test that these game people are giving? You know, you guys got any feedback on that? Shoot it to me. Let me know. What kind of test is this? And is this a English, math, and what, literature and comprehension and all that old extra test? And who, by who standard is it graded on? You know, who's the genius behind the test? That's what I want to know. The genius that can define or give somebody else's a destiny or where they can go, what they can do, or their limitations. Never should we ever limit anybody. In conversation, that's in social work, that's anything, should we ever limit anybody. How is anybody going to grow if you tell them, if you stump them down and you keep them down? If you keep them down and you push them down, then they can't go nowhere. They can't grow up. They'll just be smothered. And that's what that young lady is. 30 years old, smothered. 2 children, smothered. Want to break out free. She like a butterfly in a cocoon and she can't get out. The bottom line is things like this need to be addressed in our communities as well. You guys need to know this. So I had to bring it so that you guys know. Oh, okay. So y'all like, yeah, where else at work? Get them ladies out there. Get them working with the wool. Okay, they're limiting the ladies now. So whose game is this? You know, you can say, oh, yeah, they need to be doing something instead of, you know, I'm paying my tax dollars, I'm taking care of babies and all this whole extra. But then the little small details in between about their personal lives and their personal stories is that what your tax dollars is going to is what? It ain't going to help them to achieve anything. is still going to hold them back. So that what that means longer tax dollars that you're going to have to pay. While she's sitting around doing the LVN thing because her worker said that her assessment test that came from the county office is not RN credible. Give me a people. Give me a break. And you know what? We all know in some cases, and I know a lot of people that work for county, no names, you know, you got in there by the hair of your chinny chin chin. You ain't even got a lick. You ain't as smart as the little chip that's in the nachos. So don't even, you know that is right. You came in just like some of y'all out there was on the welfare your damn self and got the job. So the bottom line is be careful about what you do because you know what? It could happen to you and you be back in the welfare line your damn self talking about can you get a check. Hello. Don't do it, people. Don't do it. Here we go. Got to send this shout out there. Can't you see?
You just don't know what you do to me.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. The prognosis, doses, blend the bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitness to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one was the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake. Made his body shit. Woo! The high guy is 8-bit. The eyes smoke. Rap terror, four chrome and terror. Shoot five by the river, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy 695, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step to boom, black suit fill the room. So when it makes you turn, you and your mommy hit the click. Act up, I have my honey total bust.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I think I think of only you. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. We're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 12:09 in the a.m. It is August 29, 2012. Yes, this show, the topic was about sex, lies, and videotape, but I had to go ahead and touch on because, like you guys know, when it comes to community and things that we need to know and being alert and awareness and things like that, I have to go ahead and sidetrack whatever the fun topics may be, whatever it may be that we're going to have a little fun with, or, you know, whatever we're going to talk about that's more so laid back and lenient. These are issues that are going on, and, you know, it just behooves me to think that situation I had to, you know, and you know what, I went into detail to a question the young lady, my classmate, you know, as to, you know, really, you know, what are her options? You know, I'm like saying, wow, you ain't got to do this, you ain't got to do that, because, you know, hey, I know the system, I know it. So it's like, well, wait a minute, but see, the system of the county of the welfare, I don't, you know, I ain't got no affiliation with, because I don't get none of that, so I don't know nothing about it. But the case is, I could not even imagine that's, you know, what is going on. I am getting some texts from at home. Let's go ahead and touch them. All right. Yep. Amen. She can take the classes towards LVN, but they can not stop. But they cannot stop towards RN, because the more she gains is another step to her goal. Just across relay. The classes. Okay, you know what? That's kind of what my homeboy was sitting here saying as well. This is what I say. Okay, being that I learned this the hard way. When I started college back in 1998, before my mom died and I was going steadily at Cerritos, my profession, my major was actually psychology. When I got to Long Beach City, I was advised by my disabled students, because you guys know that, representing here, you know I'm a DSPS student as well as a GOAL Project student too, as well. That means a high achieving disabled student. So with that, all right, I go there and I let it be known that all these issues that I had, see, I already know how it goes. So as far as her limiting, see, you don't. What she's being told, as far as being an LVN and taking that time. See, when it was accountable for my credits, see, what you got to understand is some credits, depending on if it's Cal State or if it's UC, are not carried. They can't be carried. So let me tell you what my dilemma is, and let me tell you, I've taken every human service classes, every class that they have at LBC. That's why I'm certifiable right now, have been for the past, two semesters, and I didn't even know it. The case means that means I am a human service major, bottom line. But when it goes down to when I sat down to look at the curriculum for me to transfer over to my 4 year, I want to go to UCLA. But you know what? Oh. Now I got the problem of some of those classes, and majority of the classes that I've taken will not carry over to UCLA. It won't carry. It could carry me to Cal State. So this is what my dilemma is, and this is why I'm speaking so strongly on it. Because you know what? Going to a community college, yes, I do push you guys to go, because you can get some courses out of the way. But to let you guys know, seriously, some of those courses, if you are like me and you're planning to transfer out to a four-year college, those classes will not count. So let's say she does LVN at Long Beach City 9 times out of 10. You think they're going to carry over? What if, you know, she said she didn't want to do that. And I did ask her, because, come on, you know, I'm thorough with mine. She was like, well, no, I want to stay at the community. That's good for her, but for the next person. But for the next person, those will not carry. I mean, she might want to stay there. Well, hell yeah, she'll be there another 6, 7, 8 years trying to do all the extra, doing the LVN and the RN if we don't get her some help, or if we don't get her no, you know, stability where she can have some income coming in, or she can get her financial aid together, or we can give her a push-up, or she's over the age of 24, so we can't take her into TAE. But the case is, if we can get her up in some housing, she needs housing, she needs to be able to get her guardianship of her children back, because that, too, will make a difference as well. Because having her children back, then that will go ahead and cancel out that extra gain thing, I'm quite sure. And she said she'd want a job. You know, I mean, with that, she can go ahead. She might not have that option that I have to have work, and that's what I'm going to check in to. See, I got the option now because of, you know, how I've been there. You know, like I told her, I've been there at Long Beach City since spring 2010. And since spring 2010, I have taken all of their human services. I hold a 3.0. I did it. I haven't been there. This is actually, what, fall 2012? I haven't even been there a total of three full total terms yet. You know, you feeling me? So, I mean, I've taken, and let's say they have at least, what, I think up 30 human service classes, and that means, like she said, I'm not even going to take out in summertime. And you know what? I feel that because that's what I did. This past summer was the first summer since I've been at LBC that I didn't go to summer school, and that was only because it was packed, and I had to get on the wait list, and I didn't make it. That was why. That's the only reason. So I understand. You can do it. You can do it. You can do spring, summer, winter, fall. You can do it all. You can do it and be done in no time. It's all about how much your determination is. If she took one course last semester, she taking 3 years. She's like, I took one because she has the right mentality mind. She already knew not to go up in there trying to take too much, and that's what we do so she didn't get overwhelmed. And she's like, she's willing to go the whole straight time. So that means, like I'm going to have to let her know too, that means being timely about how you get your classes, being timely because when you don't got priority, she's coming out of El Camino. So, you know, their things over there is just a little bit different. Each college is different. You know, their guidelines and with their little get down is totally different. But with that, you know, being it that she coming from there to going in there, she probably doesn't have priority, just like my daughter doesn't have priority. You know, when you go, you're new, you don't get priority. You know, there are ways you can get priority. We can take that to another show. There are ways you can get priority being coming in fresh. There are, you know, just if in other words, and just to throw it out there, if you're a disabled student, you can get priority too. You know, you can get priority registration. That's what we're talking about. That means you don't have to wait until everybody's picked through all the courses before it's your time to register. So, with that, some of the things she may be taking an LVN. It might not be carryable for her to take it. It might not go into those units. Might not be able to be carried into being an RN. So, just that's food for thought. You know, I got the same problem. Now, how are you going to tell me that all the human services classes that I got there can't be carried over to you? Why can't I just go to UCLA? Why? So now what I got to do is I got to go over there, get my BA. Then they get my BA, it's over. Because, you know, once you're at Cal State, you know, but then I might run into some trouble over there. Some shit might not be able to be carryable. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to knock out the little things at the community that can get me into the Cal State so I can go ahead and do this swiftly. Because you know what? It's all about how serious you are about getting your and getting gone. I have not anything to prove to anybody, but when you have something to prove to yourself, then you're going to do it. It's no question. We're going to go ahead and see what else my at-home listener is saying too. There are some other things. that benefit RN as well as L. Okay, that's as well as LV. Okay, but like I said, now what about the whole situation that those units won't be carried over, or they may not be carried over because of C and Cal State differentials? That's what I ran into. And it says my at-home person says they can think that her goals because it is in the power of knowledge. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but here's the question. Everybody's over here talking about welfare to workfare. Everybody at home talking about, yeah, put them half of the work, put them all to work, put them on a grind. They're picking cotton, whatever the case may be. But then you know what? While they're out there picking cotton, they still being limited. I mean, how long you want to take care of folks? I mean, we're supposed to be getting them in, shipping them out, moving them in, getting them rolling. They're supposed to be rolling like cows and shit. Well, get on in, get on out, get on in, stamp them, they have to know. But no, there's a little glitch in the system because that little glitch says that person, that young lady, is going to be caught up in the system of the GR and the gang game. The gang game, there it is. I named it for you guys. Welfare workers out there, like I said, you know who you is. Rainy out there, you know, Coco available. It ain't number 1219. I know she ain't doing nothing in the CBT. Give her a call, give out a call and holler and say hello. You know, and tell us what's up with the game. Why is it? You know, why is it that, you know, you're going to limit a person? You know, period. Why would you limit anyone who's trying to get more? You know, send me another text and let me know. Now, what were your young lady do in that case? So it's like, oh, my God. So I have to go through that extra. You know, it's like, wow, it is a limitation. It is it's a definite slap in the face. Bottom line. And you guys out there who's calling me at home, you guys want to talk to me, go ahead and touch one and talk to me on air. Or just go ahead and send me some texts. I don't know. You might not be able to see you. I don't know. The case is, while I'm on air, I can't really answer phone calls, so go ahead and touch me. You can either touch me after the show or, you know, touch me during the show. But go ahead and send another shout-out there. I want you guys to toss that over in your head, okay? Toss it over. I'll get with you out there on that call that was just coming through in 2 and 2. Go ahead, toss that over in your head. Tell me what it is, your feedback. What do you think? Now, you know, we got all kind of financial planning ideas out here. We're trying to build a community. We're trying to get money within. You know what? Hey, you know what? We can't let nobody stop us in no kind of areas. I mean, hey, you know, hey, who knows? You know, I might have to shoot some financial advisory to that young lady, you know, to tell her how to advise her to save her money. The deal is this, okay? Well, you know, she's wanting, she's needing, she's desiring, and we know, us ladies out here who know about wanting and the desire to want to do better and to excel at whatever you do, you know how it is. We know how it is. So the bottom line is, you know, hey, there she is, 30. You know, she's just a baby. And a baby out there just lost out there in the storm, and the man is telling her what to do. I don't understand it. So we're going to send a little shout-out here to ease up the motion. This is out there to you guys out there who love those ladies out there, and you missing those girls out there. You want to send them a kiss and stuff? Here it go. Here it go. Show to see. Forever my lady. You better cut it out. Hi, everybody. We're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 12:27 in the a.m., and the topic tonight is we're going to ease it on into sex lies and videotape. You guys out there that's holding it out, I know you guys got some opinions out there. The question that I pose, that I have posed, is actually, let's take it on down. Sex lies and videotape, broadcasting here live to you. Let's see. What leads up to intimacy? What are the, you know, we've had the do's and the don'ts about what to do on a first date, what to do, what the places to go, what not to say, being aware of your surroundings and so forth like that. Also, too, all of the shows that I've done pretty much open up the door to that on, you know, not only just your safety, but what is it, you know, I mean, your safety as far as what do you feel about having intimacy with someone? What are your limitations? The who, the what, the where, the why, the how, and the where? Is it the where, the what, the, yeah, where, all the W's, you guys. We need to know about all the questions. What is it, where is it, do you feel about intimacy? My thing is, like you guys already know, I'm pretty much straightforward with it. I feel that everything should be worked out on the table, just like you're dealing with stocks and bonds. And, you know, while you're sitting there making out your 401k, when you're setting up your IRA. That's the way I'm thinking. I'm thinking you should have all those details worked out in a, do it on paper. Like you guys say, oh, well, you know, the white man and the paper and this and that. Are you guys out there representing for the papers and all the society has you doing extra and all that, you know, all that good stuff y'all be talking about. I feel that all that should be worked out in the paperwork of, let's say, where it is that you guys want to go, how it is. I mean, where do you expect to lead up when you get into intimacy? Intimacy is, and what I'm finding out from a lot of my friends and males as well, intimacy is also a question. You know, you got guys, you got girls out here playing games. You have people who pretty much are manipulating and people who are lying. And we all know that sex and the lies, and in some cases, we won't mention no names, no Kardashians, anything like that, videotape, all plays a part of the game. You know, I mean, is it something more so it now that it's an ongoing thing that, well, you know, everybody's playing around? I posed this question, I say about a couple of weeks ago on a show about should you introduce or invite a third person into your relationship. And, you know, I got a lot of feedback. My boy out there, Jay, you know, he kind of brought his. He's like, well, you know, if everybody agrees to, you know, everything and everything is everything and everything is everything, then it's all good. And also, too, keep in mind, he's the one that says, okay, for you to be what? Pregnant. Took the, I don't know. But, you know, he has retracted that one. I have had him retract it like he's had many people retract things on Facebook. Oh, got it. Hey. I had to get him with where he gets a lot of folks. The bottom line is, okay, you know, hey, if you can dish it out, you can go ahead and take it. So as far as that's concerned, you know, there are all kinds of situations. And also, we represent here for the young people, and you guys, you young people did bring it on Saturday. You guys spoke about a lot of powerful things when it came down to what you feel about sex, what you feel about, we even touched the STDs, you know. I mean, we had some confessions. We had some taxi cab confessions right here on Gina's Groove Theory. Everybody was telling the tale, except for those older ones out there. They was claiming they just had the grabs and that they got them at the beach. I don't know about that. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to check in with a couple of scientists and researchers to find out if crabs really, can you get them at the beach? Can you get them in the basement? That's what we want to know. Oh, wait a minute. My homie over here said you can get them at Port-a-Call. Here, go ahead, represent.
Representing for Port-a-Call? Yeah, you can get them at Port-a-Call. Yeah. Or Parker's Lighthouse. Shoreline Village.
So in other words, okay, we're not gonna make you anonymous.
So in other words, are you telling me that you caught the crabs at the Parker's Lighthouse at... Wait a minute, hold on.
No, I thought you was talking about eating that seafood.
Okay, people, he's a blow up. We're not gonna even. Since he touched on that, we're gonna upgrade him. While I take a short break, I'm gonna go ahead and upgrade him, you guys. So let me upgrade this fool.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Let me upgrade.
How you gonna upgrade me? It's higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade.
I hear you beat the block, but I'm the light to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing. Believe me, come harder. This won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself. Trust me, you need me. This ain't no shoulder with a chip or an ego. What you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly. And I'ma help you build up your account. Believe me. Playing in the big meetings for the meals. Take me just to compliment the deal. And anything you cop, I put the bill. Believe me.
I'm gonna let me upgrade. Get your autumn up a page.
Hey, everybody. We're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 12:37 in the a.m. It is August 29th. It is now Wednesday, August 29, 2012. We're representing here out of Long Beach. This is KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. We got a caller out there who wants to say hello, so we're going to go ahead and touch on in and see who's out there. Hola.
Hello. This is David.
Hello.
I'm just tuning in to make sure I'm there.
Yes, you are there. Hello, David. Nice to meet you. Are you there to stay?
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you. Were you calling in or are you just going to hang out tonight?
I'm just going to hang out tonight.
Okay, well, you just let me know when you're ready to say hello. Hello, everybody.
Oh,
we're back here at Gina's Groove Theory. Uh-huh. Where was that?
I said
hello?
All righty.
Oh. Okay, well, you know what the topic is about, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, the topic tonight is about, get this, sex, lies, and videotape. What? Mm. Now, you know I posed this question like about a week ago. About the whole, when do you think it's the right time to talk about marriage? And I do believe you were out here. Now, the question is, when do you think it's the right time to introduce intimacy in a relationship? Should you discuss it? Like, you already know, I feel like getting it out on the table on the first date, just go ahead and throw it out on the table. If it run, hey, you know, hey, you can get a laugh, and you can be like, Luke, and you can snatch him back. But the case is, you know how I feel about that whole particular thing, that, you know, things should be discussed on the first date. But in the case of, you got any opinions about that sex lie? Because, you know, sex leads to lies, and lies lead to videotape. And, you know, we ain't throwing out no names out there, those out there who've been recorded, you know, and there's some DVDs floating. But what do you feel about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Sex, lies, and videotapes. I don't know about the videotape, but all the sex and the lies I go through every day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you've been going through some sex lies, and you don't know about the videotape, but you've been going through some sex and lies? You?
Oh, hey, I don't think no, in the kind of relationship ship I'm in, I don't think nothing truthful. I don't even look at truthfulness for that.
Wow. Oh, well, why don't you tell the people out there what kind of relationship you're in?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I have two females. Well, I had two females. I don't know what other one at tonight.
Ooh.
Life goes.
Oh, wait a minute. You had to. Come on, because you know I know you, though. Because you know when I grow up, I want to be just like you. The case is, you had two girls. You did have two girls. Okay, we all know. But you might not have two girls now. What is that all about?
I have no idea what the other one is.
Okay, from my recollection, you got a devil and an angel, right? You got a devil, one of them is a devil, and one of them is an angel, right? Am I right?
Yeah, and the devil gone right now.
Oh, the devil. Oh, the devil gone.
The devil was gone somewhere.
Where do you think the devil went?
I have no idea, and I'm not really concerned about it, you know?
Wow. So it's a welcome for the devil to be gone.
Sometime it is, sometime not. She'll be all right. She's a survivor.
Well, did you guys have an argument? What was that?
Argument? Well, I can't hear the business on the, you know, on the radio, but it wasn't no argument, but it was something like, let's put it like this. I'm not coming to live with you. I guess just kicked her, so she threw it. I don't know, man. She just threw everything everywhere and peeled out. Took the puppy and ran.
So old lady is gone too?
Yeah, old lady gone too.
They done left you like that. Well, but you still got one woman though left, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, she ain't going nowhere, huh?
Oh, I ain't tripping. You know what? Sometimes, relationship on men, sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes not. 9 times out of 10, it's not. I mean, the men out there talking about being in a relationship that I'm in, shit, I'll tell you the truth, it ain't worth it.
It ain't worth it.
I don't think it's worth it.
It ain't worth it, huh? Oh. Well, shit, I thought, where did my little stank, little nephew who's about 27 years old going to tell me? He said something. His daddy done said one day he was here kicking it at the house with Nelvis with their radio set. He was like, a bird in a hand is worth two in the bush. And I was like, what did you say? I was like, no, but he like 27 years. He's like, a bird in one hand is like two in a bush. I was like, what did you say? And I said, where'd you get that old people shit from? He's like, I said, you've been sitting around listening to your daddy and your great-granddaddy, right? Well, so that bird in the hand ain't worth two in the bush?
Yeah, it's not. It's really not. Sometimes I step back and I think about it, and I say to myself, the life that I'm living, it ain't right. You know, not having two women. You know, I think something's strangely wrong in that field. But, hey, when you got it, you got it. Yeah. Really not ready, baby. Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me? I'm saying when you got it, you got it. But when it run away like a slave running from the Underground Railroad with Harriet Tubman leading the pack, it's like, wow. Right? Like you didn't need them no way, huh? Pretty much, right? We ain't nothing but trouble anyway, right?
That's all. I actually wish both of them would run off.
Oh, you better wait a minute.
Oh, Joe. Wait a minute.
Keep it 100. I don't see none of them out here, so you can go ahead and tell us the scoop. Wait a minute. You know it's 15 minutes. We got 15 minutes before I'm let's say about 5 minutes. Ooh, I'll take that back. We got about 5 minutes before, we're gonna talk another 10 and about 5. You know how I do the outro, so make sure your phones are charged up. Make sure you got large battery juice going on. You guys going to roll through 1 o'clock with me, and then we're going to do that last hour together. But you know what? On that strength, the question that I switch it up. The bottom line is, you don't sound like your usual jovial self. So what's going on?
You know, sometimes it's always better to start anew.
Okay. You know what? Like I always say, change. And I said in English, change is good. Then I said in Spanish, change is good. And then bueno, mucho bueno, e gusto. And then I said, forma clase ras, change. All right. I said in Jamaican too. But the bottom line is, change is good. And sometimes, you know what? When one door, this is what I say in my own personal life, but when one door closes, another one always opens. So I'm very blessed and fortunate and highly favored for that. So, I mean, is that along the lines that you're saying? It's like you pretty much say, well, you know what? You're going with the flow no matter what?
That's what I do. Just go with the flow. Whatever happens, you know. It's just how I feel.
You don't sound like your usual jovial self, you know?
Actually, it's extremely hot. So I got up, got up from that heat and came outside so I could just, chill out, I'm just like waking up, really. It won't
be
2 hours. You know?
Okay. Well, how is it out there? How is it out there? Is it hot tonight out there? It's pretty hot on the inside of the house here, so... Is it pretty hot outside?
Actually, it's hot out here, too. So I'm having what they call, I'm having flashes or something, because it's hot as hell right now.
Ooh, you're not having menopause. Many men pause. Well, what a man got the menopause. You know what I'm talking about. You ain't having that hot flashes. Are you serious?
I hope not. Yeah. Now, when I wake up, my boys just kind of deep as but I'm feeling.
Well, how is the mood down there tonight?
The mood?
Yeah, is the moon out?
Yeah, the moon is fully out. And
it's
real quiet down there right now. You know, matter of fact, looks like everybody down there asleep.
Oh, really?
You know, I know Snow Bunny down there asleep. I know Snow Richard Bunny over here asleep. Yeah. I don't know about the rest of the folks down here.
Well, it sounds like one of those nights. I need to roll on out and jump on in Black Diamond and take a drive, I guess. We'll see after the show. You know, I don't know. If it's a warm night like that, I might just go ahead and take a ride up the coast because things been going pretty good, all right. You know, school started, and, you know, I'm feeling very good about a lot of things going on, and, you know, and got a lot of other issues I got to work out. I got a lot of events and, you know, things and planning coming up and stuff like that, and, you know, just trying to stay on track, too. You know, I mean, hey, one thing I can suggest is no matter what you go through, no matter how hard it may seem to conquer, to get over, to come over, to overcome, you know, you just got to keep on pushing. You know, you got to keep on pushing, keep on being motivated. You know what I'm saying? You got to want and, you know, reach for more than what it is ahead of you. And, you know, with that, that's what I do every day. So, you know, I'm looking forward. You know, a friend of mine was over here, and they were having a hot, heated conversation about, I don't even know what it started about, but when I came in on it, you know, I was hearing something about, you know, you look to get old and grow old and all this old extra. And I'm like, well, that's what got me, because I don't look to get old. That's kind of a negative way to think about it. I look to prosper. I look to live. I look to enjoy the fruits of my labor. I look to enjoy my loved ones around me. I look to not have drama. And all that what comes with, you know, troubled minds and troubled people and ill will wishers and all the extra, I look for a brighter days. Now, I don't look to get old. You know, well, you're going to look to go somewhere and get old, grow old. No, I ain't looking to grow old. You know, I'm not looking to grow old. Bottom line is black don't crack anyway, but the case is, I ain't looking to grow old. I'm looking for a spiritually prosperous life. I'm looking to see people progressing. I'm looking to look back and we be all like sitting back laughing and, you know, parlaying somewhere out there on the Malibu sands or something. Probably in Jamaica. But you know what, pal? We're in the Caribbean, all of us at parlaying. You know, we just having a little hangout for the summertime. Get down, Jenna Groove Theory, showdown, hold down. And we're out there just having, what, Lumbarella drinks. And, like, remember when we were sitting there and we was just, and, you know, and flashback, like, oh, wow, that was back in the day. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to. I ain't looking to get grow and, you know, be stable and woo through. It's like, you know what, I had to kind of let him have it. But he up out of here tonight, though. He had to shake it up out of here because anybody looking to get old, that's kind of a pessimistic way to look at it, you know. Shit, what I heard, and like what Miss Sweet with the T said, bottom line is shit, when you get older, you get better. It's like fine wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said, mm-hmm. You something else with that one. Shit, ain't your mommy like, you like them pancakes? But, yeah, you know, you look to, you know, have something and live and, you know, I mean, at least reach some of the goals that you choose in life, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, if you're destined to be in love, relationships, or whatever the case may be, if you're destined to be in an intimate relationship, whatever it is, you look forward to progressing and enjoying whatever life has for you, not to say, well, you know, I mean, that's why we got to keep our heads up and got to encourage each other, you know, hey, you know, there's tomorrow.
Well, uh-huh. Right now I'm in a dangerous relationship, you know. Sometimes it can be all gravy and most of the time, it can be all down here. So it's like today I had to wear a little few things out. Get the end of in prison for the rest of my life, I keep on moving. That's what keeps me going. Hell.
So you say you're in a dangerous relationship?
Hell yeah, I'm in a dangerous relationship. Hell.
If you know my...
I feel that anybody want to put you somewhere where you don't need to be. I don't need that person. Man, you got me walking all around this place.
Wait a minute. So you mean dangerous as in, are you talking about dangerous as in your life dangerous or dangerous in your freedom?
You know, yeah, dangerous and all that. You know, sometimes when a person get angry and they react, They don't think about what they're doing, but they react.
Yeah.
It'll be over with in a second. So when you got a person like that, but when you have a person like that, don't never think and only think of themselves when it comes to other people, because all they doing is actually want to, what they say, they want to fulfill their need. So whatever the anger is in that person, they don't give a fuck about, excuse my language, they don't care about the next person.
We're explicit.
You know?
You know what? Funny that you should say that, but me and my friend B was talking about this just yesterday, and it's kind of along the same lines. I was like saying, you know what? I had to take a look at it. You know, there are certain people in your life, and, you know, I must say, you know, I try to do my best, you know what I mean? As far as I'm concerned, I am very blessed to have everybody that has been in my life here today, but then it's also, too, you know, the topic did come up about, you know, I don't kind of get with those spur of the moments. All of a sudden, look, okay, you can get mad at me. I can get mad at you. We can go through our little, you know, whatever, our little spats or whatever. I cuss you out. You cuss me out or whatever the case may be. But there's some things where people cross the line, whereas they do things, you know, that, you know, could be detrimental to you. And it's like, you know what? You can't kind of like retract some of the things that you say. What you say defines the destiny and the future of what relations you have with that person. So if in one moment you had a moment of, just say you had, like the Boondock said, I had to touch on my my friend Jay's Facebook. So, you know, like the Boondock say, they call it a nigga moment on Boondocks. You have a nigga moment. In that nigga moment, you act like a nigga. A nigga could be any white, black, whatever. A nigga moment means you're acting a fool for a moment. You snap out. The case is, but when you have that moment and you say things or you do things that can be detrimental to a person's character, a person's personality, a their you know what I'm saying, their confidence, their, you know what I'm saying, when it's a direct attack, and then also, too, if you say or do things that can put that person's life in danger because of something you say or something you do, but it's just because you had a moment. See, let it not be said that a person say, I love you, and I did you this and you that, you, and then the next minute that person is saying, yeah, I like that motherfucker bitch dead, you know, some shit like that to a bunch of killers or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I just had a nigga moment. You know what I'm saying? But to say your homeboy is like, you want him dead? You want him dead? You know what I'm saying? And he had dad already on the grove with, you know, with the machine guns about to gun you down. And you're like, oh, I'm not mad anymore. You somewhere else. And you're like, I'm not mad anymore. I just had a nigga moment with the homies. And the homies is gone looking to, you know, handle your business. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. Or that moment of where you say, I don't care what happened to that person. Fuck that person. Fuck, I don't care what. You know what I'm saying? That right there, that's just unexcusable behavior.
I've been there.
You can't. I'm quite sure you have. But see, to me, today, I'm like, I'm cool. You know what? That right there, there's no retracting that. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead. It's just not. You know what I mean? Come on now. I mean, you can't just say you just had a nigga moment and you want to just totally F me off in that nigga moment. And then, you know what I mean? I don't matter for that moment. But then you back to normal after that. You know what I'm saying? People, we all need to be careful how we do. And I know that's this one thing. Yeah, I'm a cut up. I am I'm a card. The case is, I'm always who I am. You know what I'm saying? I tell you what's on my mind, and I warn my loved ones ahead of time of the things I don't like and the things that I do like. Either you could like it or you could lump it. But the case is, you can't overrun me, and I'm not gonna let you overtake me. The bottom line is, you know what? Either you can exist in my life, in my world, with me, and with my loved ones, because, you know, we got to think about all the people that's around you. Who is around, who is not around. You know what I mean? I got to consider that. I got kids. I got, you know what I'm saying? So I can't afford to be in the company of people who have that moment to where they just be like, oh, well, blow me off. Blow me off to the wind. You know what I mean? If you blow me off to the wind that second, then you'll blow me off any other second. You know, you just have another minute and you blow me off again. The case is, you know what, you can't keep blowing people off. You know, you can't keep doing that. And I'm sorry, just sometimes don't cut some of the things that we do. That's why I try to think before I say things. I try to think before, you know, I take consideration, even as hard as it may be for me, because I'm a difficult person, complicated as I may be. It is now 12:57 a.m. It is August 29th. As you know, make sure your phones are charged up. I'm going to go ahead and take that outro out like I always do. Roll on in with me past the 1 o'clock hour. I'm going to play an extra tune after the 1 o'clock hour, and we'll be back to this discussion. So hang on out there, David. We'll be back with you 2 and 2. You going to be there?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be here.
Okay, well, I'll be back with you in 2 and 2. Much love out there to Long Beach. Much love out there to you, David, and all of you guys out there hanging out there, keeping it down. Hope it cools off a little bit for you. Wow. And we're going to go ahead and take this intro out. Today is August 29th, 2012. It was show August 28th. And this is Gina's Groove Theory. Ask yourself. I ask myself all the time what it is that I can do to make a difference in my community, in my life, and in my family's life, and in my loved one's life. So you ask yourself. Ask yourself, what can you do? Oh my goodness. Okay, everybody, we're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 101, and as promised, you know, I always play a cut or two after that third, into that third hour. This is sending a shout out But you know what my encouraging day meant for me today, tonight? Boy, I tell you, you get empowered sometimes when you just have to tell people just where you're coming from. And that's another thing. See, in life, you know, of course, you want somebody that's going to battle for you, somebody that's going to be there for you. And I hear a lot of people talking about relationships. We talk a lot about it. We talk a lot about love, marriage, and all the extra. But what about, you know, somebody that's going to be resilient and hanging there? You know, my girl, see out there in the Diego, be talking about it all the time, how you got to hang in there and keep rolling. It ain't too many people out there like that. So, you know what, if you guys got somebody in your corner, as they would say up in Boston, you got somebody in your corner, you need to hang on in there. Because you know what, shit, like, love don't happen 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times. It only happens, I do believe, when my nanny said once, or it may happen twice, who knows. I'm not Notre Dame around here, but I can say, you know what, you better hold on to what you got, you know, and if it's worth it, you know, stay with it, you know, fight for it, deal with it, because you know what, you come back later on and you might want to be like, hey, you was a good girl, hey, or you was a good guy, you were a perfect guy, you got to give you that shakedown. Shake you off like Mariah Carey says, shake you off. I need a soldier. You a soldier? Any soldiers out there, represent. Throw up that W.
I want a soldier.
Where you got it, I'm the hottest around. They'll know it when they see you rolling them polos around
me. I got a soldier.
With the top down, feeling the sound, quaking and vibrating your thighs, riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or holler at B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them like leaning. Open them out, they grill gleaming. That we're cleaning.
They always be talking that country slang. We like
that beat, that beat in the back beating. I be so low from that chiefin. I love how he came about it screaming. A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
If you gotta say hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier and it's scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things, if you know what I mean.
Like them boys up top from the BK. Know how to put that money three ways. Always riding big on the freeway.
With that East Coast slang that us country girls we like.
Low cut teasers with the deep
waves.
So quick to snatch up your Beyonce. Always coming down, popping our way.
Telling us that country girls are kind of girls they like.
In my zone tonight. He don't know it might be on tonight. Oh.
might change my life. Every time you look at me, my girls be like, that one may be the one tonight.
If it's that thing,
hi, everybody. This is Gina's Groove Theory. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 1:08 in the a.m. It is August 29, 2012. Representing here out of Long Beach, this is KXRW, your community connection radio station. Thank you for joining, and thank you for hanging out there with us. Got to send another shout-out there. Something for me. This is for me. This is my sentiments exactly. I don't want to do anything. everybody. We're live back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 1:15. We're out here with Dave. We're going to go ahead and touch in and say hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
It was something that you had said to me. Hey, I'm here. I'm at home. It was something that you said to me before the break. You had said something about nobody's moving with you, or what was that about moving?
Moving with her.
So you're not going to move with her?
Do you think that's a wise decision?
Oh, to move with her?
Oh,
she said she was, or you said you're not going to move with her?
I'm not going to move with her.
Well, I think it's a wise decision not to move with her. You know, I don't have any... I can't speak on what you should and should not do on that one, but, you know, I would say being inside is a hell of a lot better than being outside. I say that here tonight. Pauline at 8:14. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. A roof? A roof? The roof is on fire.
Yeah,
You kind of sound like Oprah on The Color Purple. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it.
I'm a little conscious.
Well, you think you're going to be locked up? What?
You know, when you move with a woman, especially a woman like, you know, she is, you know, I don't think it'll work, you know.
A woman like she is? Oh, you mean that in the sense of her violent streak?
Yeah, violent, you know. The night she was like, man, I'm like, I'm trying to change my ways. You need to change yours, too, so, you know. I ain't gonna let you sit up here and try to beat on me. You know, fuck that. I can't do it.
Oh, so she done flipped the script?
So she done came to the point where, you know, even if she been talking about me moving with her, you know, I can't do it. No way. I done watched you out here. I mean, me and this girl done struggled through thick and thin. And I done watched her destroy a whole lot of things that me and her accomplished already. And it don't mean nothing to her. I can't see my clothes going out the window every time a person gets mad or the police coming up, or I can't see it, you know, so I'll be better off right where I'm at. And okay, I get ready to get on my feet.
Well, like I said, you know what? You know, I always promote, self-reliance, self-sufficiency, mm-hmm. and self-assurity is what I promote, honey. You know what? Let me tell you, if I had to rely on men, and let me go ahead and touch on this one right quick. Go ahead and read what I say about men. See, I wrote a poem actually about men, and keeping it 100, if I were to rely on men and what man has for me, I'd be screwed. And I'm not talking screwed. I'm talking screwed. Hello. Hello. Stick a fork in me, I'm done. The case is, and the writing actually is called, I'm going to shoot it to you. It's called, it actually it's called, from my recollection, it's called Not the Way of the World, because I do have one that's called The Way of the World and Evolution as well. But And God Created Man is the one that I'm going to share with you guys. All right, this is called, I wrote this, you guys. Because you know I'm a writer, right? And you know I'm working on a book as well. Working on a book as well as a self-help book. So you guys can support and represent for that as well. You guys out there on Facebook, check out my writings. Check out and let me know what you think about them. This is And God Created Man. I have come to the conclusion that people, no matter what, rally for your failure. They give you a false sense of support. If not for the man upstairs, I would have nothing to trust and believe in. Man is just what he is, a man. He doesn't have the power to keep you down, only if you place your life in his hands. He is only human, and as humans, we are all flawed and imperfect. So whose responsibility is it to handle your business? You. And who will suffer because of your willingness to trust in man? You. Even the one who you feel is in your corner will turn out to be the weapon against you in the next days to follow. Will be the one that will turn out to be a weapon against you. In the next days to follow, I'm taking the stance that I can have all that my heart desires regardless of the negative forces around me, I am a winner. And I have no intention on losing my blessings or my spiritual prosperity to any man. You can count me out or think you have me fooled. But there has been many before you. Don't hold yourself triumphant in what you think is my demise. And be careful, for the hole you dig for me, you better dig too. Why too, you ask? Because the other hole is reserved for you. That is, and God created man, in my sense of what I feel that man has brought for me. And seriously, you know, with that in mind, you know what? Relying on man or relying on what man has to offer, what they're going to give, is not just, for me personally, I can't do that. So, in the case of that sub-blow up, like most of you guys know, you can go on and say it with me all together now. That's a what? Blow up. Okay, so I mean, you know what? You can't really get mad at anybody. You can't really say anything about it. You can't really, you know, what can you say? Nothing. It's just the way it is. Now, I have one too. Let me share this one with you. And it's called The Way of the World. Sometimes in life, there are things that require you to take a look at the people who exist in your circle of friends. If they are not for you and what you stand to accomplish, then they are against you, and their intentions are to distract you by being in the way. I don't receive envy, jealousy, or ill wishes under any circumstance. If someone comes to me with words of judgment, unwanted advice, or criticism about someone other than themselves, I immediately become suspicious. One, because I have realized that there are flaws I have that need my attention. And if I'm focused on someone else's actions, right or wrong, I'm wasting precious time in my efforts to be what God has made me to be. The old saying about living in a glass house throwing stones, it is easy to look at others' faults because I don't have to deal with my own. Don't come and tell me what John did last night. Tell me what you were doing with John last night. And on top of that, third-party stories are just that. I don't need to know how Mary did me wrong. I want to know how you plan to do me. And if you're willing to tell on yourself, then I can be willing to try to trust you. Keep it real and simple, people. Bottom line. In other words, don't come bring me the bird. You know how they say the bird bring the stone, egg, hair, stone. Don't bring me no stones about nobody else. You bring me them stones, you got cracking all up in your pocket. That's all I want to know about. Because, you know, that's the only thing you can tell me is what you got going on. You know, where you at and how you feel. You know? Sometimes you got to open your eyes and take a look at what you got going on, and you say to yourself, you know what? If that's what you say, you're better off doing it that way, then do it that way. Trust and believe in what you say is best for you. You know, anyway, you know what? My people taught me like this. Stand on your own two feet. You know, do your own thing. You get more, you know what? Things that are easily gotten and things that are given to you easily. Sometimes, because I can say that about my life prior to today, sometimes, you know, things can be so easy for you, and, you know, you tend to not appreciate the small things, the big things, the medium things, and then you get that old stuff like my kid said I had, the eyeism. You get the eyeism, and then, you know, you just blow up and your head big, and you don't see what, you know, what's ahead of you, you know. So with that, you know, you lose track of who you are and the people around you and how they have played a part in your life. And then, you know, you kind of get a little, what my mom would say, biggity. And, you know, you get to smell your own funk and all that old extra stuff that they used to say back in the day. You know, I mean, then you think you're all that. And, you know, I advise to anybody out there, you know, just like I was sending that shout out there to those workers out there at that gain office. Like I said, a lot of them workers used to be on welfare their damn selves. You know, come on. Let's keep it 100. I could point out the ones. And you know what? I don't even know them personally, but I can point out the ones who was on welfare themselves and just so happened to got the job. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever forget where you come from. You know, never. When I was a supervisor supervising 200-plus employees a day in and out of California as far as Florida. You know what I'm saying? I never forgot that. I used to work on that phone just like they did. You know, I never forgot where I was. I always kept it 100. I had to think first. They're who makes me. If without them, I wouldn't have a job. And that's what people should think. Without you guys out there listening and calling in and being my guests and being my speakers and being my voices, then where would I be? I'd be out here talking to my damn self, and I wouldn't. Well, you know, I do that anyway because I talk to myself when there ain't nobody else to talk to. Right? So the case is, you know, I mean, you got to understand, you know, what it takes, you know, with the substance and with the volume of what it is that makes you who you are. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to have anybody following you or listening to you or being a part of your life, you know what, take heed, take heed, take heed. It's very important, you know. I say that to you. I say that to everybody out there, you know. We're all fortunate, you know. Fortunate to be alive today, you know. Now, how we deal with what our day is going to be like today is how we deal with it, right? So today, I know you're going to, you're going to wake up this morning, you're going to brush yourself off, and so you're going to get a good night's sleep anyway tonight, right? I'm not talking to you, son. David, you out there? You're going to get a good night's sleep tonight, right?
I can't get a good night's sleep when the devil running around.
Oh, stop it. Are you serious?
I am serious. Boy, if you don't know that girl.
So wait a minute. Are you fearing for your life?
I got to keep one eye open at all times. She might be in the bushes somewhere.
Are you worried? Are you serious? Come on.
Whoa, I didn't see it.
She's just blowing it up. She's sweet.
I didn't see it with my own eyes. I didn't see it with my own eyes.
She's sweet as a lamb. She's sweet as a lamb, man. Don't you blow her up like that. Now you know she's sweet as a little cupcake.
Yeah, she's still my little cupcake, but she's crazy as I don't know what. And believe me, that girl be standing behind one of these trees right there. Won't even know it.
But ain't that what you love about her?
I don't know what it is. I ain't even going to lie. I really don't.
Isn't that what you love about her, though? Don't you love that excitement? You know what? Speaking on that, I mean, doesn't that excitement and that mystique, like my friend B would say, that mystique? That's mystique. Mystique is kind of like you could apply mystique to not knowing if you can go to sleep or a brick gonna be laid up in your head. That's mystique. Mystique is is she gonna be hiding in them bushes, ready to pounce on you. You know when you fall deep into sleep. That's mystique. You don't like that kind of mystique.
That's what she said when she left tonight. You better not go to sleep tonight. So I'm up right now.
Come on. See, you laughing, but seriously, you're laughing. But, you know, seriously, we do have shows about domestic violence. She said, keep it real for the people out there. That don't make it. You ain't getting DV'd out there, right? Seriously. Ain't nobody going to whoop you up, right?
Oh, ain't nobody going to whoop me up. I'm going to make sure. That's why I'm going to keep one eye open. Listen for all
Sam. Wow. Well, look.
Playing.
Well, you know what? Here's your chance. Here's your chance to make good, okay? You can go ahead and send her a little shout-out. Why don't you tell her how much I love her and tell her to come on home. You're missing all that old good old stuff. And then maybe she'll be like, oh, my God, he wants me to come back. I'm going to bash his head in tonight. I'll save it for tomorrow night. So send her a shout-out.
No, I ain't going to give her no shout-out. She shout too much already. I'm not giving her. I'm cool. Let her stay where she at, wherever she at. You know? I'm cool with that. She'll come when she's
being
ready. Huh?
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, you said it before time and time again, but, you know, come on now. She just, you know, she ain't going to do nothing to you.
You know I love her, but she don't deserve no shout out tonight. Oh, wait, when she get ready, that puppy will drive her crazy. She'll come back.
Oh, look, to my old lady.
Yeah, old lady, she'll bring her back. Old lady, little
old lady, getting ass.
I call her
Baby Coco. Yeah, that's your name. Mm-hmm. You ain't got it. Yeah, I'm still. Yeah, old lady, all right. Yeah, I'm still a little pissed about. But the case is, where you at with it? So you are you single now, or you still got one lady?
No, I actually
you ain't
was
single.
No, I'm not. Well, actually, I'm going to tell you the truth about the other one. Yesterday, she fired me, too. She didn't
she
fire
what?
Me. Yeah, she fired me, too. But she didn't fire me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she fired me for Coco. Coco always whipped. I'll whoop that white bitch ass.
Oh, like that?
You know? Yeah, I think
but
she
did she give you her?
Yes, she did.
Didn't she give you the other wife?
Yes, she did. Yeah, but she can't stand her neither.
She gave you okay. Well, what happened with okay? I don't want to call her name out because y'all won't be disrespectful to her. But let's say, give me a name for her.
For her,
the wife, the other wife.
Nobody.
Ooh, Snow Bunny. Okay, Snow Bunny. So what happened with you and Snow Bunny?
She just got tired. She said Coco a little bit too much. You know, every time she get mad at me, she go take it out on her.
And you mean by what?
I kill that white bitch. You know,
like that? But did she ever hit her? I mean, did she ever did anything to her, or is just she just talking?
Yeah, let me see. That was about 5 months ago. They had a fight out here. You know? Coco.
Fighting over you?
Nah, I can't say that. You know? I don't know what it was. I can't even recall what it was about, but I let them fight. Oh, yeah, she thought she was a little, you know. I let them do what they do. But, shit, it didn't change nothing. You know, so now
okay, so
like,
who won? Yeah, give us a play-by-play. Who won that fight?
Actually, I think it was a draw. And I figured when they got enough, it was enough, so I broke them up. You know, but sometimes you just got to let it do what it do.
Was it a hot fight? Was it a cat fight? Was it a bat girl and a cat girl fight? What was it? Give us the dirty, low down, dirty on it.
It was a couple of blows, you know, and then it turned into a wrestling match.
How did
it
start? Did they rip clothes off? What's going on? Because, you know, I no disrespect, but I had a fight at the Village in the Deli 456. They had the MHL. And you know what? The men, I know how you men are when it's two girls fighting. Nobody tried to break it up. The case was, how'd it go down? Give me the go down, showdown for the WWF. The WWF 6th Street. What's going on?
I wouldn't
go on, play by
play. I wouldn't let
how many rounds was it?
I mean, I actually fought probably like 10 minutes. I didn't watch Lil Bitch fight for about a whole hour. You know, so I know she got chunked. You know, I done watched that girl slap mans and everything else. So she ain't scary, not at all. But she just kept on pushing up on Snow Bunny because she thought she was scary. So she kept saying, you know, alone, leave me alone. Next thing you know, they was at it. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Who took the first blow?
You know who took the first blow.
A little bit?
Mm-hmm. After that, it was
where'd
over.
Where'd she hit it?
Snow Bunny was on top of her ass.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I let
really?
Fight.
Was it a showdown to the hoedown?
Nah, not really. You know,
You said you didn't break it up. You didn't?
Nah, I didn't break it up until I figured they was going to get tired. But a little bit don't get tired that easy. You know, little Snow Bunny down there, she was like, man, I'm tired of this. Enough is enough, you know, because
believe me, a little bit pushing that way, you know, because she said, nah, it's just me now. You know, actually told me he only supposed to have lasted one night before I told her, don't even bring the girl to me. You know, I don't even want to get down like that, but she kept on doing it, so now she's stuck with it. She ain't liking that.
Okay, so let's get the lowdown, lowdown. So, in other words, you know, because what Little Bit told me was she gave her to you, and then, so, you know, it was one day out the blue, she just said, hey, I got a girl. I'm going to bring you a woman. Is that how it went?
No, it wasn't like that. I happened to look at
how'd
it
go down?
I want that one right there. I want to hit that. I was actually playing, but I was serious about hitting that. And she
you
went
was
over
actually
and,
playing, but you were sick. Wait a minute. You said actually I was just playing, but I was serious about hitting that. Okay. That kind of sent me mixed signals. I'm going to process that through my brain. Okay, now you said, oh, here we go. Get the milk. Oh, somebody in the background over here saying get the milk. Oh, you don't want to bring out the people on the milk now. We don't want to talk about the milk. Now what you say?
That's just what it was. I just wanted the milk that day. You know what I'm saying? I happened to say it out loud, so, you know, my other little girl, she just went on and approached her. Next time you know, she was there. And I kept telling her, I said, look, leave that girl alone. Leave her alone. You know, we don't need her up in our business. You know, I guess it was just for one night. One night turned into damn near 8 months.
Wow. So she was supposed to be a fling ding chicken wing?
That's all it was. But it didn't happen like that. A little bit left for a little while.
So she was just supposed to be the cracker with the chili? She was just supposed to be the cracker with the chili?
Yeah, no.
You just wanted you just wanted some crackers with your bowl of chili? Was that it?
Shit on the shingle.
Mm-hmm, that's all.
This is by a Native American brother over here. He said, was it shit on a shingle? I don't know what that means, but. So wait a minute. So you said, I want that one right there. Okay, let me go ahead. Let me really quickly dramatization this. This is not the real actors. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. I want her right there. I want that one right there. Snow Bunny. That who you want? That who you want? Hey, girl. Come on over here. My man wants you. I want to go ahead and I want to give it to her. He want my man want to give it to you. Come here, girl. And then, bop, bing, bing, bang, bang. We'll just go bam. You know, like how they do on the comics? The Batman. And, you know, he had the little words and shit. They be all in there. Bam, bing, bing. Okay, we got that cracking, right? So you guys get that mental view. And then all of a sudden, it was like, bam, bam. And then it's like, okay, the next day, it's like, you was like, she need to go home.
No,
where she
no,
live at,
no.
though? How far does she live from you, by the way? I mean, you said she need to go home. Yeah, take it from there.
Actually, she did go home that night, but nothing happened that night. You know, she went home that night, you know, because me and Lil Bit got into it again, you know. So we got ran off from somewhere. So
what the food, huh?
The old girl went home, so we got in another little fuss about, look, you didn't mess that up. I told her, I said, nah, she'll be back tomorrow. Don't even trip. She'll be back. Sure enough, she came back. And boy, I wish to this day she would. You know?
So wait a minute. Okay, Snow Bunny. Okay, we got. We'll just call the little evil one. We'll just call her Devilina.
Yeah, yeah.
Santanica. Okay, Santanica. All right, and then you got little Snow Bunny. So Snow Bunny left that night, was like, no. So what y'all have, like, you know, the time she was over there, what y'all was talking about? Y'all was what? Talking about, were you talking? Was you just sitting there? Or it was like minutes, and then all of a sudden, Devilina, slash a.k.a. Santanica, was like, wow. And she was on you, and then shit for you, and then the old girl had to run up out of there? Was it like that? It was swiftly, quickly. So, well, you didn't get to talk much, right? She started off kind of quickly. Huh?
I didn't say not one word. I didn't say not one word. You know?
She invited her, it started some shit, and then it was bam, she was gone.
Yeah, she was gone. And I told her, I said, she'll be back tomorrow. Don't even trip. sure enough, she appeared, want to spend the night with her. So, you know, oh. still nothing.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing like that with me, so, you know.
I didn't really want her.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was just milk.
That's all
it was
I
just
was.
Milk just hanging around.
Didn't nobody get no milk that night.
They didn't get night the first night. But the second night?
Second night neither. You know?
What?
It was going to happen. Now, what you call a devil who?
Devilina. Devilina Santanica.
Devilina said she couldn't handle it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do that Scooby shit like that? Huh? What do you mean she can't handle what? She couldn't handle what?
She couldn't handle me
having sex
woman.
With that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, boom. That's day number two. Now, okay, how we get to day number three?
Day number three, we split up.
You and Devilina.
Yeah, we split up. Because, you know, she liked to roam through the night. So while she was roaming through the night, I was roaming in the sheets.
So wait a minute. So Snow Bunny, while Devilina was out on the Candy Lady on the prowl, then Snow Bunny showed up at your spot? Y'all live on the same, do y'all live in the same community?
Oh,
is that the question?
We live on the same spot. I showed up at Snow Bunny's spot.
Evelina
showed me where she lived at.
Oh, did she? Blow up.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And so you showed up over at the Snow Bunny's house, and then what happened?
No, we kicked it. Had a few words.
At Snow Bunny's house?
Yeah.
At Snow Bunny's house?
Yeah.
Oh, and did you consummate the third marriage, I mean, the third party unite?
No, that didn't,
unity.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Oh, but it happened. Until when?
February 14th.
So wait a minute. So it didn't happen then. So y'all was like secretly? Y'all was secretly seeing each other? Well, so Devilina was gone past Valentine's Day?
No, we wasn't secretly seeing each other. We was all three together every day. I'm just one of those sad people that I kind of like to wait a little bit.
And Devilina was gone, huh? But Devilina was nowhere around, right?
She was there. She was there.
So she came back around with Devilina there. Okay.
Yeah, we all right. Up. Devilina meant, at the time, she meant too much to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what she doing, the things she did for joy or just to please me or whatever it was, but I'm not that type of person that you know that. I mean, I really love to flirt. I'm more of a flirter than anything else. As far as nobody down there, you know, I wish she would have got out the game, but I guess she was a little bit down, found it, and couldn't get out. So now, you know, I mean, yesterday she said she was tired. So I told her, look, you do what you do. It don't make no difference.
Wow.
You know, not to me.
Wow.
So if you find somebody that's going to make you happy, because this relationship we in ain't working.
Wow.
I got one that's extremely sensitive, and I got one that's hard as a rock.
Well, can I ask you this? I mean, not to be funny, not to, you know, make fun or light, but does it kind of strike you a little odd? It's striking me a little odd. So wait a minute. Devilina done shook you tonight, right? And Snow Bunny shook you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed a little odd. Is this just a typical thing that they break up with you around the same time, or they shake you around the same time, or they tell you, oh, well, this is Snow Bunny's first time, I take it, right?
Actually not.
Oh, damn. So do they do this shit like concurrently or simultaneously? I mean, it's like...
Actually, let me tell you a story. I think about 2 months ago.
Tell me.
Right?
Come on, bring it.
My Snow Bunny posted met a $43,000 man, right? Well, 43...
You mean a $6 million man?
A $43 million.
You mean
$6 million? No,
oh, I'm sorry. That must have been something else I was thinking about.
Anyway,
$6 million? Oh. Okay.
Anyway, he gave a few dollars, you know, took out, bought a few things, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I actually came back and ran up on it, right? You know, I'm about that money, so, you know, you do what it is.
Cheddar first. Okay.
Well, anyway, what she did is, right, I had left and went somewhere, so I got a text message, right, saying when you get home and you find my things, don't be surprised. I'm like, matter of fact, this was on my birthday, June 28th. That's when it happened. So I'm like, man, what you think about that? So I get back to the spot. All her things is gone. What you call Devilina ain't here, and Snow Bunny Mama ain't here. All three of them gone. So I'm like, damn. I said, well, at least Devilina, she'll be back. Her days went by. You know, I kept getting phone calls. Next thing I know, I get this text from this girl that I don't know who it was because it didn't have no name on it. Just had a number. So I don't know who the hell I'm texting. So they asking me, could they come home? I'm like, who is they? Well, Devilina, Snow Bunny, and Mama. They all had left and went to one guy's house. And supposed to have been staying there. And they're supposed to have been in another rainbow. And that was the second time Snow Bunny ever did that. I just couldn't understand how Devilina got into it.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a fellow man out here. You gave him some dap the other night. He about to give you.
I welcome that message, brother. Just basically being caught in the loop, man. You know? The unknown is terrible to the mind of a man. Because he doesn't know unless a woman really expresses herself. You know? As much as we express ourselves. You know? And understanding that the commitment is always there. The bond is always there in so many ways. That's all I got to say about that. But, you know, being left in that loop, nice. The unknown, as I'm saying. Who?
Well, I think that I'm going to go ahead and break it down in layman terms. He's like twisted. And I had to break that down in one word. I'm sorry. With two syllables. Twisted. Oh, wow. You know what? I can say this, you know, and oh my goodness, I hate to be like, oh my goodness. Well, I didn't know. I thought you were, come on now. Man, I thought you was a G. It was cracking. You know, I thought you, man, what? A G. I mean, come on now. Shit, I want to be you when I grew up and shit. I don't want to be getting dumped in 2 days and shit two times by two motherfuckers.
Well,
I'm supposed to be clocking my own. Shit, you should be on hole number 10-15. Come on, wait a minute. All right, next. With them two roll-offs, then you got 5:15. You standing up ready to be like, oh, I call a service. I'm here to do duty.
But let me explain
what?
Something to you. In life, when you try to control a woman or anybody for that matter,
it ain't called control. It ain't control.
You know?
Whatever you had, look, you had some type of, listen, you ain't probably trying to have control, but you had something where you got ladies, you know what I'm saying, together. You come on. This is 2012, and I know it's just the world. You know, I got a poem. You don't want me to read it. It's called Evolution. I understand things change, people change, the world, and all the extra. But come on, that's player baller stuff. Come on, Kobe wish he could do that, but then you have to go to court and pay fees and shit like that and get a rape case and charge. The case is this, especially with Snow Bunny, yeah, that's a blow up because everybody out there. Devilina, we all know who Devilina is, a little bit. And Snow Bunny is within the name itself. Hello. You know, come on, and you are what? You're not Caucasian, right? So the case is a blow-up. It'd be like, oh, my God, he did. And you're going down the drain. Now, the bottom line is this. You know, either one of them can let you have it. You got one whooping on you. Then you got one over there that can just be like, police, police, or some shit on your ass. It's a blow-up. You know, come on. And then you be made out to be the savage beast and shit like that out there and shit. Come on now. You know you got to be, come on, Wiz. Black man got a bad. So today it is, you know, you dealing with fire anyway. But then on top of that, I thought you had that under control, though. I thought you was like a, you know, like, you know, because I hear a little bit, Devilina slash, what you want me to bring you to eat? What you want me to bring you to eat? And, you know, it's like, yeah. And then the other one, Snow Bunny in the background with a couple, few weeks ago, Here ho, but I love that ho. What? And in the day, you shook. You out there, you know, looking at the full moon and shit is all out and you're by yourself? That's a blow up. I don't know. You dashed my aspiration. I don't know. I'm sad, you know, about this one. What did you say?
Well, you know what Devilina coming back to, is nobody ain't going nowhere neither. I ain't worried about him. You know, words don't mean nothing. Show me
you
some action.
You don't think that I'm fine? Oh, wait a minute. You said it was something about a $38,000 man. How long ago was the $38,000 man?
$43 million.
How long ago was it? How long ago was the $35,000? How long ago was this big sheet? Huh?
June 28th.
Let's say. Oh, it's been months. Was he a snow, a male snow bunny?
He was a black male.
Oh, okay. Well, it's gone. All right. Well, see, he back to broke. All right. Well, that ain't it. We don't have to further that touchdown. It's. You said July 28th is now. August 29th. It's been. Wait a minute. It's been a month. Wait a minute. Did he have a job? Was he what? Do you know anything about the $35,000? Did he strike it rich? He won a lot of something. Or did he just have cheddar like that? Was he born in cheddar?
Actually, his father was rich.
Oh, okay. So he got a rich father? Okay.
His father passed away, but his sister had control of all the money.
Oh, God. My homeboy going through that right now with his sisters and shit, too. He's a snow bunny. He'll get his. The older sister is playing the Monopoly.
$1 million, go get mom. I ain't mad, you know. One thing I ain't gonna never try to do is control nobody.
Let me see, what month is this? So it's only been a month, so he might be fortunate to have some money, huh?
Not really. I knew that.
Where did he pick her up for dates?
Well, he picked them up. They went to Hollywood to live.
No, I'm saying, where did he pick her up for the date? Did he pick her up from the house?
Nah, he's been knowing her for a while. I don't know. I wasn't here.
No, but I'm saying, did he pick her up from the house? Did he know her address? Do you know her address? Blow up. No, that was just a party thing. That's it. It was a party thing. You know what went down. Come on. It was Crystal Dreams and Shamrocks and shit like that. Shamrocks and all kinds of shit going on. Yeah,
that's all it was.
It was a smoke out. And the case is, they smoked all the shit up and probably the sister done locked it down and come on, yeah, blow up. That was just a party thing. But if in fact that he got another installment coming in, or he got another installment on the, you know, trust. Well, you know, whatever, you know, that's probably what he is. He probably has a trust, and that's what my friends are going through too. You know, they have a trust. So the deal is, and the older person, whoever the one who's in charge, the one who's over it, is the one that regulates it. And be like, she's telling him, and he's gonna do this. He needs to give her a plan, and it's a blow up. Boy, don't be the kid that's irresponsible. Because if you're the kid that's irresponsible, the responsible kid will take care of the business. And honey, they're gonna run your ass. I'm telling you, y'all get it together out there. Don't be irresponsible, because you know what? Your pants is kicking back looking at you. And when the end of time comes and things have to be shifted out, That's the get down. Y'all gonna have to do with the one who's responsible. It's just like my people did for me. Lord, rest their souls, honey. I feel like this should no child have to be put through that. To have to take the weight of all that responsibility just because they're the responsible one out of the two or the three or the four. Makes no difference. But the bottom line is, if he got another installment on that money, then maybe they out there parlaying and chilling. You know, he might have just swooped them up. And, you know, they buy out the door. They ain't going to go ahead and get down. So you going to have both of them take an HIV test when they get back?
They ain't going nowhere. That's just
the thing. They ain't there though. Are they around there? They around the hood or what? They out and about close? Or they gone?
Snow bunny down there sleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you still got snow bunny. You can go down there and be like, hey, baby.
I just left down. That's where I just woke up from.
Oh, well, she ain't left you. Come on now. See, now you out here crying wolf. Shout it out. She ain't going nowhere. She told you yesterday. She told you yesterday. Today is a different thing. Did you just get up off the booty? Did you just get off the booty?
She was just working with me. Of course she came.
What did she say? No, I said, well, did you just get off the booty? Hold on. Come on. You just got, come on. I don't want to have to be a man here. I hate being, you know, but you about to bring out the thug in me. I don't like that. See, that's my pimp named Slickback. About to come out. Cat Williams, oh, in the spirit. Look, you just get up on some booty, nigga, you all right. Chases, look, we're almost down to the end of the show. I thank you for being out here. Your show and everything about you, we're going to have to take this on to another show. We're going to have to call this the David Chronicles. Life of a Pimp. Represent. You better represent, boy. And you give a shout out to Devilina, girl. You better get on back home and cut it out. And if not, you spend the night out. You better come with that check tomorrow. You better have that paper. White man paper. And you don't like that white man paper about that marriage, but that medical said he good.
Actually, Devilina went off tonight. So I told her, you know, kick rocks, you know, and just do what you do. You know, if you ain't happy here, you don't like it, just go on somewhere, you know, because I'm not fit to fight with you, you know, just go. So she left, grabbed a puppy and left. But she'll be back. Believe that. You know,
well, as long as she come back with that white man document that says she clear, she good.
Yeah, you know what, actually, I ain't even worried about that right now.
I'm keeping 100.
I probably won't be there till around 1 or 2 o'clock in the evening. You know, so I ain't tripping. I know what she's doing. You know, Devilina, she cool by me. She just crazy.
Well, I do appreciate you coming out here tonight. I mean, use a cut up, maybe Well, we're about like 2 minutes down, so I'm going to go ahead and do an outro. You can check me on the phone. Call me on the regular phone. We can take this conversation on the regular phone. So much love to everybody. I'm going to go ahead and end this part of the theory. Thank you for bringing your words, your knowledge, and your personal business and your life out there. You know, you blew it up. Thank you. At least one thing, you kept it 100. My friend, my good friend out there, David. All right? 2-2. Huh?
Give me some of that what you eat.
I'll give you some when we get offline. When we get off air, you can have some, all right?
You okay.
All right, Monique. Hold on. 2-2. It is now 1:58 in the AM. It is August 29th. Thank you guys for coming out here and representing. Much love to all of you guys. You remind me